Hey, it's Shira, and before we get into this week's episode of Black Girl World Traveler, the podcast, I have a favor to ask. Head on over to blackgirlworldtraveler.com and take our brief survey so that your voice can be included as we prepare to take Black women like you across the world. All right, let's get into this week's episode. Welcome to the Black Girl World Traveler podcast. I'm your host, Shira, and I'm thrilled to invite you to explore the world through the eyes of a Black woman. This is more than just a podcast. It's a celebration of travel, adventure, and culture with a purpose. As Black women, our perspective is unique, and it's time to amplify our voices and share our incredible stories. Join me as we inspire and encourage each other to see the world in a new light. This is your go-to lifestyle and travel podcast for meaningful journeys and unforgettable experiences. So whether you're an avid traveler like me or dreaming of your next destination, come be a part of the Black Girl World Traveler community. Tune in now and stay connected for amazing tales of travel, adventure, and culture that will leave you inspired. This is the Black Girl World Traveler podcast, where wanderlust meets purpose. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm back. On today's episode of Black Girl World Traveler, we're going to be talking about building community and connection through travel. I have been thinking a lot about the benefits of travel, and especially as Black Girl World Traveler is starting to host group trips for Black women. So if you haven't already heard, please go fill out our traveler survey at blackgirlworldtraveler.com so we can have your voice heard. And I've been thinking a lot about the ways in which travel is so beneficial for us people, us women. And the best thing that I can say that travel has done for me is bring me lifelong lasting friendships. So I think throughout my life, I've struggled to make friends. And that's just because trauma, you know, fear of abandonment, and dealing with just with a lot of bullshit that has come in my life. I feel like, too, I was always different. I was always very smart as a child. I didn't fit in any groups that were readily available to me. And so this made being in social groups hard for me. Now, many people might not believe that, because those that know me may say, you're so social and, you know, you're a Gemini, and Geminis are known to be the social members of the zodiac signs. But it was hard for me to make friends. And even when I did make friends, looking back on it in my life, I had terrible choice in friends. But when I started to travel, more specifically, when I moved to Spain, I realized that all the friendship breakups, all the BS I had encountered didn't matter anymore. I could be a new person. I almost at one point was considering changing my name and telling people that my name was something new, because I just wanted to create this blank slate, right? It was my first time living abroad. And this was me fresh off the heels of moving from Spain. So I decided I was going to do things differently. And that was the right decision, because my move to Spain, I met one of my bestest friends, Berfin. My Berfin is from Turkey. I actually don't remember how we met. I know that she was studying abroad in Spain and I was living in Spain. Oh, I do know. She was staying in my hostel. Yes. So I was living in a hostel for longer than I initially wanted to. And that's just because it was taking me longer than normal to find an apartment in Murcia. So Murcia is a small city in Spain compared to the other cities like Madrid or Barcelona. And it was just taking long to find like what I wanted. I wanted a one bedroom or a studio, which were hard to come by. It had to be under like 500 euros to stay within my budget. So it was hard. I was living in a hostel. And Berfin had just, I think, come from Turkey. She was a study abroad student. And we just started talking. It was me, her, and a girl from Colombia. And we were all looking for housing. So we're in this room talking. And we just exchanged numbers at a certain point. And that became like my road dog for Murcia. So she was a little bit more financially conscious than I was, and so she had roommates, she lived with people. I refused and like eventually found my studio apartment, but we just developed a very, very strong bond. The city was small enough so that we could walk everywhere. So it was like we could walk to each other's apartments. She just became a great friend. I think actually because Barfina is from Turkey, I am from the United States. That language barrier, even though Barfina does speak English, it helped our relationship, I think. Because sometimes she would try to express herself and I would have to like think harder or like try to understand what she meant by that. Or sometimes she would, you know, teach me Turkish songs and I would be like so into it. Like, oh, like I love this like Turkish rapper she would put me on. So I think that we had to have intentionality behind getting to know each other. And I think that's one thing that happens when you travel. It's like, especially when you're a solo traveler, right? Because if you want to build connections and relationships, you have to put yourself out there. Otherwise, you'll just continue to be by yourself. And here I was, you know, 23. I was 22 when I moved to Spain. 22. Spanish was my second language by myself. I had nobody. And so I had to be very intentional and put an effort into being friends with people. And I love that. And so Barfina is my bestie to this day. Go on my Instagram at Black Girl World Traveler to see a special post dedicated to her that was posted today, February 4th, when this podcast episode is being recorded. I absolutely love her. When I have the opportunity to travel to the Middle East, I definitely will be going to visit her. Right now she's in Germany studying, which is another country that I love. But that's just my road dog. I love her to death. I love that we were able to build like a genuine friendship that was built off of communication, which I think oftentimes, even when you're in your home country, it may be difficult to build those relationships because there's no like solid foundation of communication. And we also spend a lot of time together too, like getting to know each other, going out to eat. We would go to the beach together. Like she would be my photographer at one point. She was just always encouraging me to like be yourself and show more of yourself, show more of your personality in your photos. You need to not be so boring. Like you're not boring in real life. So she would push me and challenge me and I needed that. So that is my bestie. She did a year abroad and she was only 19 years old. So shout out to Barfine doing a damn thing. A year abroad, 19 years old. She was learning Spanish. She didn't even know as much Spanish as she probably does now, which shows her bravery. But I think that relationship taught me that communication is the foundation for all relationships and that none of my relationships prior, whether romantic or otherwise, had a solid foundation of communication. I think another example that I'll highlight is when I met my friend Tiffany. Tiffany's from Canada. Tiffany is just like this hilarious Aquarius, so she's my perfect match. I also met her while living in Spain. And she also did the auxiliar program. So that is when you come in to Spain as a teaching assistant. Particularly, they recruit those from English-speaking countries so that they can teach the locals English. There's a Facebook group that you can join for whatever region that you're going to. And so I had saw that Tiffany may have posted something, so I just reached out to her. I was like, let me just reach out to all the Black people that I see, specifically like the Black women. I think I suggested like, let's meet up or something. And we met up, we just started hanging out. And eventually, you know what I did? I figured out all the Black women that were in Spain from this Facebook group and like did, like we coordinated a big meetup, a big lunch. Tiffany and I had a sleepover while living in Spain. Like these people were my road dogs. And I was only in Spain for a year. So I was getting to know them and getting to know Tiffany in a smaller Barfina in a smaller window of time than I would normally have. I feel like because if I meet a friend today or tomorrow in Philly where I currently live, I may not be so inclined to spend all my time with them now. Because I may subconsciously feel like, well, I have plenty of time to get to know them. There's not a need or a priority. Maybe that's the better word. To get to know them as much as it was when I was in Spain. So that was there, but Tiffany is another great friend that I met. She's just so funny. Like, that's what I love about Tiffany. She's funny. That's one of the ways that I learned to cope with my trauma throughout life is through laughter. And I think she just fulfills that need of laughter in my life. She's so funny. I have to invite her on a podcast episode so y'all can just hear how funny she is. But she's another example of a friend that, because I was open to meeting new people, it flourished and it worked. Speaking of creating like a larger community, I want to highlight that group of Black women meetup that I coordinated. So I was hellbent and determined on meeting all the Black women that were coming to Murcia. So, and they didn't have to just be living like in the city of Murcia, because Murcia is also a region. So there's plenty of other parts of Murcia besides the city center and the actual city. A lot of people actually lived in like the suburbs. So I set up a meetup. We went to lunch with this woman whose name I believe is here. It's escaping me right now. She also was doing work around trying to make Spain seem more friendly to Black women. I think Black people in general, but with a focus on Black women. And she had done the auxiliary program, I believe. So she came into town. So we all met up and had like this huge lunch. And for me, that was huge because here I am surrounded by like all these women of color. And like, I was able to do that in less time than I had ever done while being a citizen of the United States. So again, priorities, right? I made it a priority to try to make community. And as I reflect on it now, I'm like, wow, that lunch was amazing. It's also on my YouTube channel. So if you want to see more about the different women that we had at that brunch, please visit my YouTube channel and check out my series on Spain. You'll definitely see it. But when I think about towards the end of my trip in Spain, a lot of those women actually showed up to my 23rd birthday, which was this big birthday dinner. And my friends that I had made in Spain, they got me Michelle Obama's Becoming book, which was a book that I had expressed interest in wanting. And I was just so happy because I had friends and I had a lot of them and I liked them. And, you know, it's when you put your intention and attention towards something, that is when it will flourish. That is when it will grow. And as I think about this now, as a 28-year-old who is trying to rebuild her life in the United States, I'm inspired thinking about all that I was able to like accomplish in that short amount of time, the community that I was able to make. I'm still friends with the women, not as close, obviously, because we no longer live in the same place. Many of the women still live in Spain, actually. Some have gone back to the United States. Tiffany went back to Canada, but there's still like that love and definite appreciation for the women who helped me feel like at home. The Black women, let me clarify, that made me feel like I was at home, even though I wasn't at home. Even though Spain would eventually become my home. And I do consider Spain to be a second home to me now, even as this experience is nearly 5 years ago, which is crazy. I feel like I just arrived home from Spain, and I left Spain unwillingly due to financial reasons. So I'm excited to take what I've learned from Spain and learn from building community to building my community now. Now, as I'm home, I'm trying to put myself out there. I'm trying to go out to more socializing events, networking events for Black and brown people. And I'm seeing that even when things get hard or things seem like boring or, you know, dating in Philly seems rough or whatever excuse that I could come up with, you have to put your intention and attention towards what you're trying to accomplish. And that's what I constantly tell myself. And that's what I would recommend to you as Black Girl World Travelers listening to this episode. If you are traveling to a new place and you want to build community, you're going to have to be okay with facing rejection, right? That's the hardest part about building community. Some people just don't like you. Some people are just not meant for you, right? Some people you are going to, you know, you're going to have interactions with and you think that you're cool. And then they'll just stop speaking to you and you'll be like, was it me? Was it them? Like, what happened? Like, I've been ghosted in friendships. Trust me, it's fine. Life moves on. I can't even tell you a person's name. Of course I wouldn't, but I can't even tell you that person's name now because I forget about them. You move on. And so I would say if you're listening to this and you are scared meeting new people or building friendships, just try it. And if it doesn't work out in your favor, try it at least 10 times. And there's just no way 0 out of 10 times you're going to fail. And every time you fail, if you're like me, who's someone who's very sensitive, you can just write it down and burn the paper and let it go. And that's how you release things. And that's how you build resilience to no longer be able to hold on to things. I think that for me and my experience as I was building my community, I didn't care about rejection as much because I was just like, oh, this person is not for me. Like, I don't care. Like, I am here. I am by myself. I don't want to feel like I'm by myself. So I had very like clear goals. I was not going to let like any rejection stop me. I was not going to let any person that I didn't really vibe with stop me. And so I think that's important to consider. Now, another very important thing to consider when you're creating community and when you're building community and connection through travel is that all skin folk are not kinfolk. And what do I mean by that? Just because a person is black or brown does not mean that they are part of your community. They may not have the same political ideas as you. They may not be woke. Let's just leave it there. They may not have the same morals and values as you. There's so many reasons why skin folk are not kin folk. And that's okay too. I definitely came across those people while living in Spain. And I would say like a few of them like kept trying to reach out, kept trying to have a relationship with me. But I was just like respectfully like ignore or decline their offers because you're not for me. And I think that we, as we build community, we have to know like, oh, this person is not for me. And get away from them as soon as possible. Because what I realized in building community is people that are not meant to be in your community, that come into your community, block your blessings. That's romantic, friendship, any type of relationship. People that are not meant to be around you, that and somehow end up around you, will block your blessings. And take it from someone who has had several failed relationships in terms of friendships, steer clear. Run. You are like saving, you will save yourself so much headache and heartache when you only align with people who align with you. And I was recently talking to my therapist about this, about how I needed to establish what my values were, because if I establish what my values are, it will be easy to identify the people that should be around me and shouldn't. What do I mean by that? A value could be, for me, I want equally yoked friendships where we both support each other and lift each other up, right? At the same time, like I'm lifting you up and I'm supporting you in all of your endeavors and you're lifting me up and supporting me in all my endeavors. Life is about, I think, trying to attain balance. So that's what I want in friendships. And so when I am meeting new people, let's say at these networking events that I'm going to, or networking events or Facebook groups, right? If I'm traveling abroad, when I encounter people, that is what I'm looking for. If I notice that this person only wants to talk to me because I'm a travel agent and I can like give them tips and recommendations on stuff, I know that the relationship will just be business. There's no professional side of it, right? If I notice that a person only hits me up during certain times or seasons of their life, I know that they're not a friend. I can't consider them a friend. Yes, they're an associate. Yes, potentially we could do business together, but they're not my friend. And I think a big problem or maybe area of opportunity as we build community is you can have community, but those community members don't necessarily have to be your friends. Like a friend is such a powerful term, at least to me. And so the women that I met, while living in Spain, I would say they were part of my community, but Brafine and Tiffany are the only ones that I would say are my friends. Like, we went deep, you know, they know stuff about my life. If I'm ever where they are, I know that I would have a place to stay. If they are wherever I am, they would have a place to stay. And so community and friendships are two different things. And I think that it's going to be important for you on your travels to distinguish between the two. Like, not every community member that's a part of your community, even if you have like similar interests and values, has to be your friend where, you know, you're talking on the phone, you're visiting each other, you're sharing your deepest, darkest secrets, you're going to your friends for advice. It doesn't have to reach that level, but there can be, you know, an established sense of respect, mutual sense of respect in a sense, mutual love, mutual support. And I think all those things are important. So as you're building your community, I want to encourage you to not put so much pressure on yourself to feel like, oh my God, like I have to find my besties, my black besties when I go abroad, or I have to do this, or I have to do that. You don't have to do anything. You just need to be open and intentional and put your attention towards what you want. So I hope that helps you. as you seek to build your community and connection through travel. In my group trips that I will be hosting through Black Girl World Traveler, we are hoping to build community. So we're not expecting everyone to come out best of friends, but we do want to provide a space with like-minded Black women who want to share stories, share experiences, share their hopes, their dreams, their fears, in whatever way feels comfortable for them. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in, make sure you visit our website, blackgirlworldtraveler.com, and take our Black Girl World Traveler survey. This will help us have your input as we prepare to host group trips for Black women like yourself who are listening or watching this podcast. So I want to thank you all for listening to this week's episode of Black Girl World Traveler, the podcast. This week, we talked about wanderlust bonds, building community and connection through travel. I'm Shira, and I'm so happy that you all are on this journey with me. Thanks for listening to the Black Girl World Traveler podcast today. I hope you enjoyed our talk about exploring the world through a Black woman's perspective as we build community. If you like what you heard, help us out by hitting subscribe, leave a review, or share this episode with your friends. It would mean the world to me. I'd love to hear your thoughts too. So drop me a comment or message at Black Girl World Traveler on all social media platforms, and let's keep the conversation going. Looking ahead, I've got more stories, travel tips, and honest conversations coming your way. I'm all about celebrating meaningful adventures together. Before I wrap up, I want to give a big shout out to our Black Girl World Traveler community, including those who have completed our Black Girl World Traveler survey. You guys make this journey special. Remember, the adventure continues. Keep exploring, stay true to your journey, and we'll catch you next time. Take care, Shira.